I'll keep my smacking to a minimum.
And talking about smashings, there's a lovely penne being dropped on the table. And this is Blaine Crellin for Tag and Turek Times magazine interviewing Tripod.
Hello.
At Mario's Cafe in Brunswick Street. And Mario's actually here today.
One of the Mario's, obviously. Yeah, we've spent a lot of time here over the years, haven't we? Our office, management office, used to be just to the end of on the corner.
Several
of our managers have been on the street, haven't they?
That's right, yeah, absolutely.
On the street?
Yep.
Yeah, right. It's a tough gig managing musical comedy. You end up on the street.
Depends what you're wearing. It could be interesting, intimidating.
There's a fine line between all those things and comedy management.
And so here we are with Tripod, finally, we should probably say that. If I didn't say it before, I'm saying it again, Tripod.
Yeah.
An Australian comedy rock band. I am picking a genre because you guys are going to start talking now.
Oh, okay.
Get genre into it.
Well, the reason...
So Scott, Jon, and...
Feel free to use the word legends as well.
Yeah, legends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Juggernaut.
Does one become a legend after one Juggernaut, or is it the other way around?
I think to become a legend, you need to have stories told about you to children.
Is that your rule?
I think parents out there are going now.
Well, we are old enough that that's possible.
You know what happened to Tripod?
Yeah,
you don't want that.
Right.
Well, be good on Tripod, Tripod will come and do it.
I'm fine with any of those possibilities.
That sounds almost like a threat.
Get into people's, Tripod culture somehow.
I'm cool with infamy. I'll settle for infamy.
So, where are you guys playing?
So we're playing at this place called Memo Music Hall, which I've actually never been to, but I've heard it's fantastic.
Memo's gorgeous.
Yeah, you like it?
Oh yeah, I really do. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was there at the launch of it actually, and it was a really fun day.
The St Kilda RSL on Ackland Street, right opposite Luna Park.
Yeah.
Or, and we probably shouldn't be plugging too many bars because they're not paying their advertising. No. Well, we could get some advertising out of them. Also, remains to be seen.
Yeah.
The Vineyard.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Like, that's diagonally across from there. So
yeah, straight up opposite the Vineyard.
These are landmark places, so we're probably allowed to talk about it.
I feel like Memo is an example of one of those venues that I'm sure just throughout every city where, it's a venue for a while and then people kind of forget about it and it falls out of favour and then someone comes back and does it back up again and it's a venue again and this
it's taken
goes
over by
on
a
on.
Church at some point.
Yeah.
And then it's a convention centre and a wedding reception centre.
And then they show porn movies there for 10 years. And then
before it becomes a revival?
Yeah, then it's a revival centre. And then it's a craft market and then it's a venue again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's been operating as a music venue now for like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, it's really good. They're getting I've been to quite a few and I love it.
They're starting to get
some. They're getting the best acts.
They're starting to get some of the really
top. They're really hitting their stride.
They must be. Mm. So, the 8th,
9th. 9th and 10th.
9th and 10th, which is next Friday and Saturday week.
Oh, God, is it?
Yeah, apparently.
We better work out what we're going to do.
We've got time to breathe.
I mean...
There's still breathing space.
We've just got to put the finishing touches.
Yeah, on a castle of wonderment.
Yeah.
One of the things when we started out 20 years ago, we put a lot of effort into our Christmas shows. Probably three or 4 months into a one night only event.
Yeah.
Were they all called
turkeys? Dances and pardon?
Turkeys?
No. Different names every year. We got some names we're very proud of over the years. There was, I think there's something about Mary was still my favourite.
Yeah, it's still my favourite.
Oh yeah, that's gorgeous.
In jokes, double N.
Smaller than Jesus, I liked.
That was controversial.
There was a venue in Perth that refused to use our poster.
Yeah.
Smaller than Jesus.
They didn't like it. Jesus.
They thought we must be having a go at Jesus somewhere in there.
The things we hang on to, hold on tight. Oh my God. That sort of thing. Yeah.
You always think you're running out of Christmas jokes. Hey, we don't make the Yules. That was
oh, yeah.
The most recent one.
Very good.
Yeah,
Christmas turkeys seemed obvious. It was between that and there was another contender this year.
Christmas turkeys is actually, the name is based on a poster concept which...
still didn't happen.
I thought you said Christmas herpes.
No, that okay. Comes after.
That's friend for life.
New Year.
sorry.
For years,
so
go on.
I'm dominating.
Yeah, we did.
there was a period where we had a dance troupe attached to the show called the yes. Tripod Parappa Pum Pum Dancers, and they were a group of, I think, 4 to 6 8-year-old kids.
Oh.
And they would, we would have like a whole little story where yeah. Santa would get captured and we'd have to like find him,
yeah.
do
yeah.
some songs with
and
him.
And who played Santa?
Our friend Adam Cash, or Ben Cash, Ben one Cash. Of the Cash brothers, who, this is years ago.
Oh no, Adam.
And who was an actor, who was an actor in his own right. Oh, everyone plays acoustic guitar, don't
sorry,
they?
Yeah.
He was an actor. We never used to give him any lines. All the most he ever got to do was stand there in a you know, gagged and sort of mumble and yet be bound and gagged.
And this is a children's show, so we probably should keep it clean.
Well, this is a children's
to,
show.
We were trying to capture the essence at the time of like a shopping centre panto,
yeah.
but in a pub.
Yeah.
So it was a real strange mix.
Cognitive dissonance
yes.
going on.
Yes. One year our evil ice queen who stole Santa was a Lithuanian supermodel yeah. and she insisted on wearing this sort of silvery, sparkly, very revealing.
It was a G-string.
G-string.
It was a G-string. Bikini.
It was essentially a G-string front and back. It was yeah. like there was not a lot going on.
There was a bit of a crowd pleaser.
whatever they're called.
Very odd.
Well, that's good at any age, I reckon. So, yeah.
But she was a model, so she used the stage as a bit of a catwalk, really. Yeah. It was so odd.
I'll never forget her.
And she yeah. stole never Santa.
Yeah.
She will not be making an appearance this year, but you never know what supermodels will be in the audience.
So what did Adam Cass think about that? If you're assuming that was the right...
I think everyone was just pleased to be there.
Yeah, it was a bit of outrage, as I recall.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the outrage really came a few years later when the Parappa Pum Pum dancers got too old and we started sacking them. difficult lesson in showbiz there.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to go out on a limb anymore. And say it's going to be a bit more stripped back this year.
Right.
So, it'll be more about the music, I think.
More about the music, yeah.
So, a few gags, a few tunes.
Guests, we'll have guests.
You dancing. Oh, yes. Do we get a sneak preview of who?
Don't know yet. No one said yes, but I'm sure by next week.
There'll be some guests.
Someone will take pity on us.
Well, you're here, and you're we're here. And they're there.
Yeah.
And
all of which is true.
Right.
Should I go to Carols by Candlelight this year? Have you guys been?
I think
been
you'll
to Carols
get,
by Candlelight.
I worry that you'll get angry.
That's a general note, really. Isn't it? Right.
Whenever you say you're going to go to something, I worry that you're going to get angry.
Yep.
Carols by Candlelight. What?
You know, the big one.
Candlelight,
the Maya Music Bowl one on
yeah, the
Christmas
one on telly.
Eve.
Yeah.
I tend to think that it might be better in my mind.
Yeah.
I know a Tripod Christmas show is awesome.
Right.
Do you ever watch it?
I have it on. I like to have it on.
What, the Carols by Candlelight or the Tripod?
I usually watch it.
We used to watch it as a family thing with mom when I was at home. I sort of stopped after that.
Right.
But it's a bit relentless.
Really?
It's just this weird sort of Channel 9 celebrity sell-a-thon that is kind of, I don't know.
Okay, well, that sounds a bit depressing, doesn't it? Perhaps I should move on to your show.
I find it a bit depressing.
Are you going to sing any Christmas carols or anything, or is it nothing like that?
There's a couple in there. It's definitely, it's quite Christmassy, our Christmas show. Like, we've accumulated over the years, like, we made a whole album of Christmas songs. So we've got Christmas.
Christmas is ready to roll.
Sewn up?
Yep.
That album was called For the Love of God. Did I emphasize that right?
Yeah.
Oh, for the love
of God. You wanted it to be, for the love of God.
Yeah, right, that's what I do, yeah.
But we just went with For the Love of God.
Yeah.
For the Love of God.
So
exclamation mark.
What does occasional percussion mean?
Have you read a press release or something?
Oh, no, I jumped on somewhere.
Occasional percussion would be Yoni's early contribution to the band because he used to bring a bongo.
And
he probably hit the number of times he would hit that bongo in a gig, you could probably count on both hands.
Mm-hmm. I do still hit the tambourine in one
there
song.
There we go, there's a bit of tambourine.
I thought about the tambourine, yeah, I didn't think about the bongo,
so
that's true.
Yeah, we keep a pretty strict back. I mean, our you know, our instrumentation has become more complicated over the years, but only marginally. We've got a trumpet now.
It's a bit of keyboard.
Guitars,
bit
you
of,
know, you said that.
Bit of keyboard.
Piano, if the venue's got a piano, like hopping on there.
That'd be good, yeah.
Maybe we should do a Leonard Cohen song this year.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah.
I suppose if we're doing that Bowie one. What bit if we do a Bowie, Prince, Leonard Cohen Christmas mashup?
You hate
now,
mashup.
Now that is a mate. You've heard it first.
You hate mashup.
You've heard Scott suggest a mashup.
A Bowie,
that's been reported.
Going, a Bowie, yeah, Prince, Leonard Cohen, Christmas.
I can't believe
medley,
you suggested that.
Mashup, not Scott's Kitchen. But now...
I didn't realize I hated mashups. So
you hate mashups. You hate medleys. Is a medley a mashup?
Things can change.
I didn't realize I had such strong opinions.
Yeah, you do. You do. You hate them.
It's amazing what them. Each other remembers. I don't think I have strong opinions in various areas, but these guys point them out all the
time.
Then
you find out that you
then don't. Then I find out what an asshole I am.
Maybe you said in 2001 that you...
But if you let people be themselves, you can get away with anything. Like,
really?
You don't have to attach yourself to anything in that world.
Okay.
Especially if
someone's
being
an asshole.
We let each other be ourselves and then we...
And then we go
prosecute.
Yeah. In front of people on stage.
sometimes save it for the stage.
Yeah. So do you ever pick on sort of hecklers in the crowd as well?
We don't pick on
do you
them.
Get those sometimes?
Not that often.
You know, we acknowledge them if they require acknowledgement. We certainly try and include them. Mostly hecklers are into the show and enjoying themselves and just being loud, you know.
So what's the most bizarre show you guys have actually ever done and experienced with either you guys on stage or with the audience, and did you get thrown out of me?
Something really weird.
Thanks.
For me, it will always be the Arias.
Oh, yeah.
We were...
Arias, that's right. You guys, 2005, was it?
We won an Aria. We got one. But previous to that, like in 99, we were booked to entertain the room full of musicians. I was going to say magicians. Musicians in between the ad breaks. And that was a time when the Arias went on for 5 hours.
Right.
It was a tough gig. It was a terrible, terrible gig. When we're trying to perform our silly songs with Friends of Rom sound checking at the same time.
Yeah, 3 minutes in 3 minute gaps.
It was a terrible idea. Yeah. And because, you know, musicians are empathetic. And you could just see a whole ocean of faces just going, please stop.
Yeah.
It's awkward for everybody.
We hate this and we feel sorry for
you. We know that you're hating it. We've all done gigs like this.
Next time you could just pretend to hit the drums and pretend to blow the drums and pretend to play the and just mouth the words.
Yeah.
Worth a try.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Well, they say the
be
power
some
of
sort of avant-garde.
That's what I do most days.
Anti-music.
The power, when I was younger, I read Carlos Castaneda's, and one of his books is called The Power of Silence. There's a big finger there, like going like something like in front of the mouth.
It could be the album cover.
For those in audio land, it's the pointer finger. Nothing, you know. The others all have useful things.
Tripod finally shut up. Yeah.
That would have been stressful.
Oh, for goodness sake, that'll do.
How about a good one? What's the best gig that you think you've, or are they always best?
What's the best one?
I mean, what do you think makes it? Cool.
Good question.
Well, I think my favourite is the one we did with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. That was incredible.
Was that at the Arts Centre?
Yeah.
I think I've got a friend who went to that.
Yeah.
Actually, and she thinks you're pretty cute, by the way. I just think.
Oh, thanks.
Are you looking? You're looking at
a girlfriend of mine. Said to. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying, just
thanks.
Passing it
thanks.
On.
Thanks.
But yeah.
Take all that on board.
Yeah,
good. Yeah, it's a hard day when you wake up and realise that the career that you thought was built on talent and insight, and you know, turns out to have only ever been built on looks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a hard thing to wake up and finally be honest with yourself about.
There was a lot of comments after that about how funny you guys were and how entertaining you were.
Oh, good.
Sure.
Nice save,
mate. Well, people like to talk themselves into believing that in order to not feel so superficial.
I'm not shallow.
I'm not just saying that, by the way. I'm just repeating.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Oh.
And my
love how that relentless that coffee machine is. Listeners, I apologise.
This is the coffeeiest place on Brunswick Street.
It is the coffeeiest place, and it's a bit of an institution. I love using that word, but I don't know why, but it seems like a word that's usable.
No, I think that applies.
Yeah.
Good word. Yeah, absolutely.
And you guys, so you've been moving around a bit lately, or are you?
Yeah, we played Bendigo last week. And we closed with a song called Hot Dog Man, which we often close with in this season. And I remember that venue. I meant to mention to you guys that venue was when my memory is that was pretty much the first time we ever did Hot Dog Man during a daytime gig in that venue. And it's, you know, it's a big finish now. Like it's one of our stalwarts. But that first time we did it, it killed the gig. We did about halfway through. And we never got them back. And it was just one of those things where you're slowly packing up in silence.
Oh. It's a real slow burn, that song.
Do you think the lesson is, if you don't do something with enough conviction, like is that why it goes well now?
I would say we're better at it now, but I also wonder, and that's true, but I also wonder if we had put in the sort of Greek chorus ingredient yet. Because sometimes we'll do a song,
right,
and there'll be some part of it, some ingredient that you hadn't thought of yet that makes the whole thing, and without it, it makes no sense, right?
That's true.
In retrospect. Right. And this song is, at the moment, these days, it's about us playing this song that Gatesy really loves, and it goes off the rails and becomes very dark, and Gatesy's really disappointed. But I think that first time, it didn't have the Gatesy ingredient. It was just us trying to do the song as is and all together without the kind of...
I believe that.
Protagonist.
So you had to muck around a bit.
Yeah, to give it some on-stage dynamics and stuff, you know. So, like, it reminds me of that other one that... Gay bar.
Yeah.
Which was about going to a gay bar to pick up a fag hag.
Oh.
But, you know, it's a perfectly...
I can see the pluses in that.
It's a good strategy.
Yeah.
But until we made it a song to Yoni's son about how he met his son's mum, didn't really have that level to it.
Yeah, that made a big difference.
That's how your mum and me met. Yeah.
Oh.
It's interesting that sometimes...
You've got to meet somewhere.
Sometimes the song is really complicated and it takes months to get it into your bones. And it's really hard those first few months of trying to sell the song to an audience when it's not like Bass Time always thinks. It's a song about tax.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh.
And it's so exploratory musically. I remember that almost being on the chopping block several times.
I think that was one too that needed to get to a certain level of tightness before it was worth listening to.
Yeah.
It just sounded horrible until it was a certain amount of degree of tight.
I feel like there's a bunch of songs that didn't get into the book because we just put out a songbook this year and we've been touring that essentially. I feel like that's one of the songs that didn't get into the book and therefore might be in danger of, like, getting forgotten.
Hmm. Well, we still have that document, don't we?
We put it on the CD, so we can listen to the CD and learn it again.
Yeah, good idea. Edinburgh.
Yes.
Edinburgh Comedy Festival, was it?
Fringe.
Ah, okay, cool.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Comedy's huge.
They do love you around the world. I mean, there's some really lovely things being said about you. So
that's good.
Yeah.
I think we should probably get the punters and, you know, I'm sure Mimo's going to be...
I hope so. That's why we're talking to you, Blaine.
The renter crowd. Yeah.
Oh, right. I'm hoping people from the Toorak Times come in droves.
Yes.
Right. Very big business. I do know.
You're listening out there?
You know... Deliver promises.
It's not a show when it's just us standing there singing songs. That's not a show.
In an empty hall.
Yeah. Right. That's
that.
Just...
No one wants that.
Especially if you're
miming. I think we can agree that no one wants that.
Yeah. Anyway, the beer's nice and cold there, so it's good.
I look forward to it.
Mimo Musical, 9th and 10th of December.
2016. And we're all this young.
And you'll put a link on next to the interview, right? So I don't even have to say the website because people can just click it. Is that how it's going to work?
Yeah.
Or is that lazy of me?
It's
Could I just say the
3POD, isn't it?
3POD.com.au,
yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now I've said it. Right, I've said it now.
3P.
We'll never know.
Could you
like
put the link anyway?
Yeah. 3 people.
3POD? Yeah. Tripod was bought.
Yeah.
Tripod was taken.
Creativity is awesome.
We have a sit.
Yeah.
We're happy with 3 pots. It's okay.
I think it's a good one. All right. Well, we probably could go on for hours, I reckon.
Yeah, no.
Grab a bottle of scotch, whack it on the table.
Yeah.
Good advice.
Oh, thanks for having us, Blaine.
Thanks, Blaine.
Oh, thank you, Tripod Boys.
Merry Christmas.
See you next Friday.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than saying see you next Tuesday, isn't it? Because
no,
that's kind of rude.
Yeah, that's significantly better.
And no one will be there.
Yeah. Well, for a start,
be sure.
Friday and Saturday. Don't listen. Don't how he said that other day. Then,
yeah.
Think about that day.
Okay. Thank you very much. This is Blaine Crellin signing out from Tarak Times and Tag with Tripod.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Bye bye.
Awesome.
How do I stop this thing?
I think you got to do your.
There we go. Lovely.